The Grand National has always been an exciting prospect for punters, with many looking for Grand National tips, where to find the Grand National bankers, and the best ways to win money at this race event. The famous Grand National gets horse racing fans excited to see the top-rated National Hunt horses compete at the highest level. With so many great horses racing each year, choosing the right horse to back can be tricky. That's why we created this Grand National betting guide. So, let's get into it. The first tip we'd recommend is to take into account the previous Grand National form. The Grand National is one of those racing venues that some horses and jockeys really tend to perform well at, and oftentimes, the form remains consistent each time they compete here. That's why we'd recommend looking into who's famously succeeded at this festival prior to placing any bets. Tip 2 is to ensure you don't blindly back the favourite. At racing events of this caliber, bookies may choose their favourite based off current form of the horse and jockey. However, those wins may have previously been against easy opposition, not taking into account the challenges that the Grand National's competition can encounter. That's why it's worth looking into the background of the horse and jockey to see if the odds stack up against their true form. Tip 3 is that in competitive handicap races, try not to solely study the best form guides, as previous form could mean that the racehorse is within the handicapper's grip. The official rating of the horse is so important to consider, as this can determine whether the selection has anything in hand to potentially win a handicap race. The highest official rated horse in the handicap will have to carry top weight, and although it may have the best form on paper, you need to predict a selection who might have more improvement up their sleeve to the official rating they're running off. Tip 4 is to consider the trainer's form and history too. Many individuals only focus on the horse and jockey when determining who to bet on, but the track record of the trainer can be equally important, so be sure not to neglect this prior to betting. Tip 5 include other factors often overlooked, which are both the ground type and the distance of the race. These course-related factors are massive when considering which horse is best to back, with certain horses suiting specific ground conditions and distances more than others. These factors are often well studied by keen punters, so there should be plenty of information out there for you to learn prior to betting. Tip 6 is to not leave all your betting till too late. Many punters only bet on their selected races last minute due to indecision. However, it's best that you do your research early and place your bets early, ideally the morning before the race begins. This is because bookies usually haven't settled their odds for the horses by that point, so armed with the research you need, you may be able to get much better odds doing this. Tip 7 is to consider the fact that there's not just one bookie out there, and actually in a racing event the size of the Grand National, there's some terrific sign-up offers and welcome bonuses that many bookies can offer new customers around the time of the racing festival. Not only that, but the odds tend to differ from bookie to bookie as well, so being sure you find the bookie with the best odds for your chosen bet is a great practice too. Tip 8 is the horse's age. The age of the racehorses is always a good indicator to check when selecting your Grand National tips. Jumping the Aintree Grand National fences requires a level of maturity from the horses that usually comes with age and experience, so picking an unexposed horse can be a dangerous choice to make. Many horse racing tipsters eliminate all of those horses that are younger than 8 years old. The 40 fences are tough competition and also hard work for older horses aged 12 or above in this race. Towards the latter end of their career, many of the older horses are vulnerable to a younger improver. Many horse racing tipsters actually eliminate all of those horses that are older than 11 years. In the past 2 decades, 19 of the Grand National's previous winners have come from that age group. Only one horse was able to buck the trend when winning at the ripe old age of 12. And finally, for tip 9, always remember that with any horse race betting, you should only bet where you can afford to lose. We hope that these informative tips have helped you to understand the best ways to bet at the Grand National, and we hope you enjoy watching the races.